kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, naghahanda para sa nalalapit na kaganapan ng UPAV, UP Alumni Association ng Victoria, mga iskot-iska, si Gina De La Vega at si Mursha Dalangayon. Kamusta?
Magandang araw sa iyo at sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig ng iyong programa.
Magandang araw, Mursha.
Magandang araw, Maridel. At magandang araw sa iyo, Gina, at sa lahat ng nakakarinig sa atin sa oras na to.
UPAV, naghahanda kayo para sa isang finance education session, kung hindi ako nagkakamali?
Correct, Maridel. On September 5, magkakaroon kami ng isang financial education seminar together with a networking event. At ito ay magaganap sa Koori Heritage Trust sa Federation Square from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. And we would like to invite everyone, whether Filipinos or not.
Ito pala ay bukas, hindi lamang sa mga taga-UP. Tama?
Mursha?
Tama. So, isa ito sa aming offerings ng UPAB sa ating broader community. So lahat ay imbitado. Hindi lang ito para sa mga UP alumni at mga Pilipino. It's open to everyone.
Anong-ano ang tatalakayin sa finance session na ito?
Well, first of all, we would like to emphasize that this seminar is not an ordinary money seminar. It will go beyond that. We will have three very competent speakers who will discuss money matters from three different angles. Nandiyan si Gilbert Melgar, who will talk about why a good income is not enough on its own, and who will give practical first steps towards turning earnings into lasting financial security. We also will be having Sheila Cayetano Wallace, who will be talking about why investing in our own skills, in our own creativity, and in our own professional growth is one of the strongest foundations for long-term success. And finally, last but not the least, we will be having Dr. Rebecca Valenzuela, who will discuss what economics and data can tell us about financial well-being, including household security and migrant experiences. So, plus, on top of that, nandun yung networking, as we have been emphasizing.
So, yung tatlong aspeto, pamumuhunan sa sarili, pamumuhunan sa kinabukasan, at pagpapalawak ng pamumuhunan. Tama?
Correct. You got it.
So, ito ay mga hangos sa karanasan ng mga migrante rin dito sa Australia.
Yes. While this event is rooted in the Filipino-Australian UP community, it is open to everyone and it will focus on the different experiences of migrants. For instance, Maridel, we know that migrants like us work so hard and we earn good income perhaps, but what do we do with that income? And is what we're doing enough to secure our financial future? So yun ang tatalakayin dito sa seminar.
Gano'ng kahalaga na, kasi ito eh, palagi pagpapatatag ng kinabukasan, pagpapatag ng buhay sa hinaharap, di ba, towards retirement, towards stable future, pero gano'n rin kahalaga na pagtuunan mo rin ng pansin yung kasalukuyan. Kung di ako nagkakamali, ito yung tatalakayin nung pangalawang speaker.
I'd like to give the floor to Mursha.
Tama. So, alam natin na migration comes with challenges, no? So, hindi lang yung ating future pathway ang ating pinaghahandaan at pinag-iisipan, pati rin yung kasalukuyan. So, paano natin patatatagin yung ating source of income, yung ating professional network, yung ating investments at the moment. So, paano natin umpisahan na paghandaan yung ating future life in Australia. So, having a positive settlement outcomes at the present is also important. So, kumbaga, tinitingnan ng mga speakers natin, yung sabi ni Gina kanina, na different angles of financial stability, kasama na rin dyan yung financial literacy. So, binubuuin natin yung kaalaman natin sa kasalukuyan, pinapaghahanda nga sa ating kinabukasan.
Gaano kahalaga? Kasi paulit-ulit niyong sinasabi na ito ay rin ay isang pagkakataon para sa networking. Gaano naging kahalaga yung networking sa karanasan ninyo nung nagsisimulang muli kayo dito sa Australia?
Well, first of all, I'd like to emphasize that learning doesn't come only from the stage. And that's why we're saying that this is a big networking event and a chance for you to make connections with people who have had the same experiences as you. And any journey, especially the journey of traveling and settling in another country with your family, in many instances with no relatives or family here, it's always difficult and it's always challenging, but it is made easier when there are people around you to give guidance and support, not necessarily financial help kasi hindi naman kayo kagad ganun ka-close, diba? At hindi naman kailangan maging dependent ka, but just the guidance na mapoprovide nila because nauna sila dito at alam nila ang mga naging kalakaran. Palagay ko, Maridel, napakalaking tulong yon. At i-equate ko lang yan ano, dito sa UPAV, if I may. Kahit baguhan ka lang, kahit ngayon ka palang dumating ng Australia, pagka napasama ka sa grupo na to, parang napakarami ka agad na malalapitan ka to give advice and to give support and to just let you know what the big picture looks like para mas madali mong manavigate ang bagong buhay sa isang bagong bansa.
So gaano kahalaga yung buhay doon ay, o gaano nakatulong yung buhay sa UP campus nang lumabas ka na, lalo na nung nandito ka na sa ibang bansa?
Very good point, Maridel. UP, because we are all UP graduates, we know it is a microcosm of our own Philippine society there. People from all brackets of life, economic and otherwise, nagmi-meet-meet doon. Kagaya ko dati, namamasahe lang ako through the UP Ikot Jeepney. And yet marami akong mga nakikita at mga kaklase na may mga dalang sariling sasakyan nila at kotse. Kaya nga yung mga parking spaces sa UP ironically ay punong-puno ng mga magagarang sasakyan. Ang kagandahan ng ganong klaseng environment is una na ididiin sa isipan mo na pare-pareho lang kayo. Pare-pareho lang kayo, hindi lang nagkaiba-iba lang siguro ang circumstances that you were born into. But you have all been given the skills, the intelligence, the brains, and the correct attitude or values at least na in-inculcate ng mga magulang nyo at ng ating universidad para makalaban natin, makalaban tayo sa mga challenges ng buhay. At that makes life here in Australia a little bit easier. Just the perspective na handa ka sa pagkakaiba-iba, sa diversity, na biglang mabibigla ka kung hindi ka ready dun, di ba? Kasi sa Pilipinas, puro same kultura kayo, same sense of humor. And yet dito, iba-iba talaga ang mga tao. So parang mentally, yung mindset mo, nakahanda na doon. All you need to do is put back again into practice all the attitudes and behavior that made you succeed in the university. So gusto ko lang bigyang diin, since binuksan mo na rin yon, ang imbitasyon namin. Bukas po ito sa lahat ng uri ng tao at kahit ano pa ang inyong nationality, which means I need to call on Filipinos to invite your friends and neighbors who are migrants to also please come to our event on September 5 because they hopefully will come out or finish the seminar with a practical idea on how to improve their finances. And maybe, ideally, one or two valuable connections that can open their doors.
Sa limang taon ng networking event, yung Pinoy Power ng UPAV, nakita rin natin na marami sa mga alumni ang naging matagumpay sa sarili-sarili nilang mga piniling karera o career sa buhay.
Ako kasi nag-transition na career from the academe to community development. Hindi naman siya bigla ang change yan. Kinailangan kong pag-aralan. Ano yung mga options ko? Ano yung kailangan kong paghandaan para maging successful yung change in career trajectory na yan. At nakatulong talaga sa akin yung networking. So, nakilala ko kung sino yung nasa industriya na gusto kong putahan. Ano yung mga posibleng kumpanya o kaya organisasyon na na-applyan ko, ano yung mga options ko in terms of roles or position that I can pursue. Ano yung mga requirements kung gusto kong mapunta doon sa industriya na yon na kaiba doon sa dati kong ginagawa. So yung ating event sa 5th of September, ito ating panlimang taon na natin itong pinapatakbo, Maridel, no? Yung ating Kinoy Power Career Networking Event. So this year, we're on our 5th year. At isa nga sa mabagay na proud ang UP is the opportunity for professionals to come together and learn about different topics na makakatulong sa kanilang career development, positive settlement outcomes, and preparing for pathways that they've been considering, including na yung ating financial stability and financial development.
Gano'n din kahalaga na, di ba, sabi nga nila, ikaw ay scholar ng bayan, kailangan pag-graduate mo, magbabalik ka o may babalik mo sa bayan yung mga pinamuhunan ng bayan sa'yo. So gano'n kahalaga na nakikita natin yung mga UP alumni na nauna sa atin na naging matagumpay o patuloy na nagtatagumpay, at gano'ng kahalaga naman sigurong maibalik natin yon sa kababayan natin.
Very inspirational in the first instance, ano, yung makita yung mga kababayan at mga fellow alumni na nagtatagumpay. At inspirasyon sila hindi lang sa atin, kundi even sa mga kababayan na nandun pa. I would like to believe personally that I have been able to pay back already what UP gave me by being the best person that I could be, the best professional that I can be when I show up, whether in the Philippines or abroad.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.